For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, January 14th, 1937, a private federal cannabis conference takes place in room 81 of the Treasury Building in Washington, D.C., leading up to the enactment of federal marijuana prohibition later that year. January 14, 2003, a high-profile pain prosecution ends with a whimper when California prosecutors dismiss all remaining charges against Dr. Frank Fisher. January 15, 1963, President Kennedy establishes the Advisory Commission on Narcotic and Drug Abuse with Judge E. Barry Prettyman as chair. January 15, 1997, Millar Kimna, an AIDS patient, becomes the first person to buy medical marijuana in California following the passage of Proposition 215. January 16, 1920. At midnight, the 18th Amendment becomes law, making alcohol illegal. January 16, 1980. Paul McCartney is arrested in Japan. January 18, 1990. Mayor Marion Barry of Washington, D.C. is arrested after hidden cameras record him smoking crack cocaine with his ex-girlfriend at the Vista Hotel. January 19, 1999, 20 heavily armed officers from the Placer County Sheriff's Department in Northern California raid the home of Steve and Michelle Cubby. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai said last week that the drug trade is a greater menace to his nation than terrorism and poses an existential threat to his country. The trafficking of heroin accounts for more than half of U.S.-occupied Afghanistan's revenue and has been called the backbone of its economy. Since the U.S. invasion in 2001, Afghan heroin production has increased 30-fold and now accounts for 90% of global supply. U.S.-occupied Afghanistan alone now produces about five times more heroin than did the entire world combined in 1970, the year of the U.S. Controlled Substances Act and the U.N. Convention on Psychotropic Substances. Putting these figures into perspective, please consider that for each and every one of the 750,000 Americans arrested annually on marijuana charges, the U.S. oversees the distribution of nearly 1.5 pounds of Afghan heroin. This is Gwen Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Again, I'd like to remind you, you can hear several hundred of our programs online at our website, drugtruth.net. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.